We're doing the Doshot HaRan, and the Ran had been explaining how God affected Rivka to give her the capacity to become pregnant. And the Ran had explained that Yitzchak had davened, and so Hashem gave down his blessings so that she could become pregnant. And the Ran had explained that the way Hashem works in the world is like trickle-down economics, right? There's no President Bush, Reagan's theory. You give money to the big corporations, it'll trickle down. They'll hire people, and the economy will work. It didn't work in his economics, but it was a good excuse to give money to his friends who were big business owners. But in Shemayim, it does work that way. In Shemayim, we view it as a pyramid. Or if you tilt the top of the pyramid, the whole pyramid moves. And so the Ran had explained that Hashem functions down below by affecting things above. And he brought the example that Chazal told us that when a nation has to be destroyed, Hashem first takes their angel up in heaven to test. So the idea is that we're all connected. We're connected from the earth down below to our representation up above. And if our representation up above is weakened, so then right away that affects down below. And now the Ran is saying, and the inverse is also true. The Chashay Tukan Gam Ken Inyan is a Nivra, and when Hashem also wants to fix something down below, when Hashem wants to give blessing down below, it's the Rech Shefa Shofeh Alav Metaken Inyano Bem Tza'ut Lo Nisha'a Rehu. So then Hashem uses a funnel, a way of affecting down below that we can't evaluate. It's Hashem affects from above, so to speak. We know every person has a representation up above, a mazel, a malach that represents him. When Hashem wants to affect a person positively down below, Hashem does it from above. Aval ki yavo atikun mitzadezim ma'atir, but when someone pleads before Hashem and davens for something, nireh sheyiyeh ma'atir emtzayi beoto shefa, then a person could think, maybe he's the middleman between me and God. He's bringing down the blessing. And he's like the one that brings down the blessing for the one he prays for him. And that's why Elio, when he brought the child back, he went back and forth, and then he spread himself out over the child three times. And then the child's body was fixed and it came back to life. We learned about that last night. And Elisha also, when he brought the Shunamis, his son, back to life, he spread himself out on him, put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, his hands on his hands. And first he said, place my staff on the child, and he'll come back to life. The Yaakov gam ken amar, kachemna elai v'avarachem. Yaakov also said, bring your children, let me bless them, v'sam yadav aleihim, and then he placed his hands on them. What's the idea behind all of these? Elio wants to bring the child back. Elisha wants to bring the child back. Yaakov wants to bless the children. Every time there has to be contact between them. Why? V'chol zem morei, all of this indicates. The physical contact indicates, ki ha-shefa muchan la-mitbarech, that Hashem makes blessing come down to the world through mediums. A person can be a medium through which blessing will come down. A person davens, a person prays, a person blesses, and then he could be a medium through which the blessing comes down to the world. That's the idea that we discussed of simanim. Sometimes Hashem says the blessing is up here, but you got to get it rolling. You got to get it started. You go apply for the job, you'll get the job. But you have to take the first step. So what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? We take the apple, we dip it in the honey, and we say, Hashem, if you have a blessing waiting for us, if you want it to be a sweet year, and all we have to do is get it started, we're starting. We're eating the apple in the honey. We started off a sweet year. Elisha, Elio, they didn't bring the child back to life. They were mediums for the blessing to come down. And that's why when a person wants to be a medium for blessing for someone else, it's best if he comes close to him. Chazal say you want to pray over your friend, If you stand next to him and you pray for him, so that's worth a lot. Part of Bikur Cholim is that a person comes to visit the person who's ill, he prays for him. If a person visited him and did not pray for him, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, Halacha says if a person has someone ill in their home, they should go to the rabbi and ask him to pray for him. It doesn't say go up to the kever of who knows who and what. You could do that. That's a good thing. It's good to daven by a kever. But what it says in Halacha is go to the rabbi of the town and ask him to daven for him. That's why we say Mishaberach Sanshul. Why do we say Mishaberach for the ill? That's a fulfillment of this institution, but technically a person should do it the way it says. Go to the rabbi and ask him to pray for him. The rabbi is supposed to be a medium. He's supposed to be... We don't believe that we need intermediaries between us and God. But we do believe that each of us can be a representation of godliness and that through us, blessing can come to the world for others. And that's the concept of the prophet and Yaakov Avinu and Yitzchak praying for Rivka, that great people pray for other people and they try to be the medium. Through them, blessing will come to the world. It's not that I need an intermediary between me and God. I can pray for myself. Chazal said, Yafet tfilat achole al atzmo. How beautiful is it when a person prays for himself, he can get things that no one else can pray for him. If a person's ill, the best thing is if he prays for himself. But on the other hand, the person can also try to be a source of blessing for others. And being that the way Hashem affects the world is through levels, we said it goes from heaven and down, and then there can be intermediaries for the blessing to come out down below. A person should try to be one of those representatives of godliness, representatives of blessings for others. That's why the pasuk stresses, when Yitzchak davened, he was standing opposite his wife. So that he'll have more focus that he's praying over her. And they'll attain that through his prayer, her body will be healed. And she will lose that tendency that right now she has to be barren. And that works better when she's next to him. And that's why when he prayed, he had her standing opposite him. He was praying over her. He saw the living thing. She was standing there in flesh and blood. You can't have more than that. When you stand davening to Hashem and you say, I want this person to have X, Y, and Z. So that's why, that's the idea also of a blessing, that's the idea of a prayer, and that's the idea of Yitzchak's prayer over Rivka, that the pasuk stresses that he prayed opposite his wife, so that he could be the medium through whom the blessing comes down, and she's right there, he's praying over her. He's focused, and then the contact is more direct. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up here next time.